Hi, and welcome to the fourth episode of the MyMac Podcast. I'm Jalen, and in today's episode, we'll be getting some college advice from Alex and some special guests, an interview with Mrs. Lutz Crable with Leah, and an inside scoop on our new business program with Brooke.
My name is Alex, and welcome to my segment of the MyMac podcast, where I will be interviewing an early college student and an admissions representative from MCC to help you navigate the exciting and somewhat overwhelming journey of higher education. So, Taryn, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am a mom of two. I'm a local. I graduated from Central Montcalm High School. That's where I coach varsity volleyball. I have been for the last 3 years. My family owns a Christmas tree farm just up the road here. And yes, I'm an admissions representative at Montcalm Community College, and I coordinate the dual enrollment program.
From your perspective, what skills and qualities should I develop in high school to prepare for college?
One thing I would say is don't procrastinate. If you are needing to get homework done, get it done early. Don't wait until the last minute.
And what advice do you have on the college application process?
From MCC's college application, it's very simple. It's a 5-10 minute application. There's no GPA requirement. There's no essay requirement. Knowing your Social Security number is going to be the one thing that students miss a lot on our application, but it's a very simple process. One thing you'll hear, probably starting your junior year, is fill out the FAFSA. FAFSA, FAFSA, FAFSA. The FAFSA will open up so many doors for you for our scholarships and state aid scholarships. So MCC has their foundation that has over $400,000 worth of monies for students. And it can range from Career Center student scholarships, new student application scholarships. The opportunities are endless with our scholarships. There's also the Michigan Achievement Scholarship that's out there, which starts with filling out the FAFSA and naming a Montcalm Community College as your number one Michigan school.
Now I would like to turn things over to our early college student. Jack, please tell me what it is like to be an early college student.
Being an early college has opened up a bunch of different opportunities for me. It's really allowed me to understand what college actually is and what it's actually like. It's not as scary as people might think. It's comforting knowing that I have these people to help me through this process as a high schooler.
And what resources or support services do you utilize?
Well, MCC offers a lot of great resources, such as the Writing Center and the Math Center already. And that allows us to improve ourselves with our math and our writing. You know, making sure that our format is correct for APA or MLA. If you go down to the Writing Center, they'll help you out. And also, one resource is in early college is you get assigned a mentor that will help you through the early college process. Someone that you talk to almost every week. In your first semester, you will talk to them every single day. And this person, you built a bond with this person, and they're with you till the end.
What is your advice for maintaining a healthy work-life balance?
That's a great question. You really have to understand, like, what are you trying to prioritize? Obviously, some assignments will take priority over your social life, but it is also very important that you don't let school become your whole life.
What suggestions do you have for building those strong study habits and time management skills beyond, you know, high school procrastination?
So one thing that early college does is they assign you a planner. Your first semester, they give you a planner. They say plan everything. They will check it, and they are very harsh on you with it because they really want to harp on you that this planner is important. Planning out what you have to do this week and what other social events you have, it's important. You know, making sure that you get your work done, but you also have time for other things.
That's about going to college. I always tell them, start small and dream big. And you can start in a job training at MCC and work up towards your associate's degree, because the beauty of our programs is each of our job training certificates build into our associate's degrees. So if you're on the fence about college, I say go for it, because the job training can only lead to better things, because you can finish that job training and be out there in the workforce.
Thank you for your advice. And thank you for listening to Alex's advice segment. I hope you learned something that you can use to help you in your college application process.
Hi, I'm Leah, and today I'm going to be interviewing Mrs. Lutz Crable on the paid acronyms we have here at the MAC. So I understand that we have paid acronyms of the MyMac. What are they and why do we have them?
Well, we have some behavior expectations that we've set up mainly to help prepare our students for when they leave us. Because what we hear from employers all the time is that they can teach some of the very specific skills that you will need to work at their place of employment. But some of those soft skills are the things that they really need students to have. They need workers who are going to come to work. They need workers that are kind of going to come to work on time, and they need people who can problem solve and people who are dependable and who can change if they need to change. And so we came up with the PAID acronym because we just thought it had a really nice fit with a career center. Students come here so that they can gain skills, so that they can get a job or continue their education and get a different job later on. So PAID was a nice fit with what we had. And we also needed something that the teachers could remember, because we started with some other behavior expectations, but there was no acronym, and then teachers couldn't even remember them. So if teachers can't remember them, then how are students ever going to remember them? Because teachers are not going to remember to teach them to students. And so that was another reason why PAID worked out really well for us. And then so when we were looking at what do we need students to do and how can we make it memorable for everybody in the building, that's how we came up with professional, adaptable, integrity, and dependability. So that's how they came to be.
Who created the PAID acronyms?
We worked together as a staff. So like I said, it wasn't our first rendition. So we had the other we talked about it as a group, and I kind of wordsmithed some stuff, and then we had other expectations, and then we realized that they were not as successful as we wanted them to be, so we adapted, and we came up with some new ones, and then I think I came up with PAID because we transferred some of the words. Like, we had integrity and professional before, and so then I was like, well, what else can we do with this? And then we came up with the acronym, but we did debate, especially on the D, because we also thought about determination, because sometimes as a person you need to be determined to finish whatever it is that you are doing or tackle a big job or whatever. But we waffled, and we took a vote, and then we came up with dependability.
That's interesting. Me and the AM class created a small short video on the PAID acronyms. Would you like to see it?
Oh, absolutely.
Welcome, and I'm going to run you through the PAID acronym of the Malcolm Area Career Center. First, we're going to show you what real professionalism looks like in a classroom. Professionalism, interacting with students and teachers in an appropriate and respectful way.
Good morning, Mr. Wynn.
Good morning, Alex. Why don't you get started with your math, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
I'm out of here!
Not without me. That's not very professional. Now we're going to show you how to adapt to critiques. Adaptability. The ability to adjust your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in response to new or changing situations.
That's a great picture, Keegan, but watch the headroom and remember rule of thirds. And watch the lighting. The sun's a little bright over the subject's head. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Would you like me to just like crop the headroom a little bit? Like,
yeah. Just watch out for that. So that's less work for you to do in Photoshop.
How do you like my piece?
It's ugly.
What do you mean it's ugly?
Her eyelashes look like they were done by a toddler.
I'm just kidding.
That's not showing great adaptability.
Now we're going to show you how to maintain integrity.
Integrity, making decisions, asking questions, and following instructions even when faced with difficult situations.
Just want to make sure that everybody right now is working on their Photoshop.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, totally.
That's not showing good integrity.
And last but not least, we're going to show you how to be dependable.
Dependability, able to be trusted and very likely to do what people expect of them.
This is your math assignment for today. You got 30 minutes to get it done and turn it back in.
Okay.
All right.
Here's my math assignment completed.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll get it graded and put in the grade book. Thank you.
Both of you weren't here yesterday, so I need you to get caught up on your math assignment. So if you can take this and come back in a half hour with it done, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Okay.
I'm not going to get this done.
No, everybody else is going to do it.
No.
So do you have that math assignment done that I assigned?
That's not very dependable.
Thanks for watching and see you next time.
Leah, I think that's a fantastic video. It's a great resource that for the school to have now and a good reminder that we can use to show students at either in the beginning to teach some of the expectations next year or as just a reminder partway through the year. I think it turned out fabulous and it has good examples and non-examples of each of those expectations.
Thank you. And one last question before we close off. How have you seen the paid acronyms through the MyMac building?
I see our expectations in our building all the time, and I'm always impressed by our students. So in terms of professionalism, when I walk into AgriScience, they say, "Welcome back to AgriScience. How can we help you today?" Or when we just did the Penny War kickoff, I asked people to quiet down, and there are well over 100 people in that resource area, and they quieted down so quickly. I see how students help subs when they're in the building, and all of those things are professional. As far as adaptability, we've had a student this year who really dug in and did a bunch of studying for his safety test in welding because he knew that he was taking a family trip and they were going out west and they were hunting. So he studied on his own ahead of time so he could get that test out of the way because he knew he had a different commitment that he was going to go on. And that shows the ability to adapt and to be successful no matter if you have some challenges that you need to work around. In terms of integrity, we've had students this year who have found other students' like debit or credit cards left in the vending machine, and they have come right down to the office or come to me and turned them in so that we can reunite those things with the students who have lost them. Last year, we had a student who found a $50 bill in the parking lot and came to the office and turned it in. So I see integrity around this building all the time. And then in terms of dependability, we have had so far this year, we have started the attendance recovery process for our acknowledgement system, and we already have over 100 entries in the attendance recovery spreadsheet. That tells me that over 100 times already this year, students have chosen to come to the Career Center when they didn't have to. And that is really, really dependable.
Thank you for stopping by. And those are amazing answers. And listeners, I hope you enjoyed. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
My name is Brooke, and welcome to the program spotlight of the MyMac podcast. Today we will be interviewing the newest addition to the Mac, the business program. Ms. Rolston, tell us a little about your background and how you became the business instructor here at the Mac.
Well, I have been a long-term sub at Central Montcalm for the past 5.5, almost 6 years. I also own a business with my husband in town called Ralston Hardware. I love teaching. I think that that's really where my passion is. I think it's what I meant to do because I really enjoy being around students. I saw that there was an opening that they were starting the business classroom up again, and I thought that's a perfect opportunity for me. So thankfully, when I applied, I was hired.
That's great. Can you describe what the primary goal of this program is?
The primary goal for me is to help students be successful in any business industry they go into after leaving the Mac.
Now I'd like to turn my attention over to one of your students. Why did you choose the business program?
I feel like it will help me a lot in my career path that I'm choosing. I'm going to study business administration when I go to college, and when I graduate college, I'm going to be my own real estate broker.
That's great. What have you been working on so far in this school year?
So far, we've been mainly doing data analysis with trying to create our our Mac Shack, which is a school-wide store that we have. And right now we are making posters to help promote and advertise so we can get students that know about it and want to buy things from our Mac Shack.
I've actually heard a lot about the Mac Shack, but could you tell us more about what it is and its purpose here?
So it's a school-wide store that we can sell many different things, and one of our main things that we are going to be selling is food and drinks, but we will also be trying to get stuff from like Busy Bee, which we will have like clothes and merchandise, things of that sort, and we will also have like your own custom design if you want your own class logo on it. Mm-hmm. And we also think of many other things, like if you have loose change in your car, we will have like those grandma candy, like the Werther's.
Okay, and what do you like best about the Mac experience so far?
Really meeting new people, because in your school, when you're in your school, you know everybody, you grew up with everybody, it's nothing new. So when you come to the Mac, you just meet a whole bunch of new people, and it's really nice.
Okay, Ms. Rolston, how does the business class help prepare your students for after high school experiences?
That's a really good question. The skills that they're learning in business are really foundational skills that they can take into any industry. Interpersonal skills, communication skills, technology skills, all of these things are going to help them be successful adults.
And what will your next focus in the business class be?
We're going to focus on careers in business. So the students are going to look at themselves a little bit to see what it is that they're really great at, and see what industry in business that would correlate to.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining me today.
For more info about all the programs here at the Mac, visit mymac.com. Thank you for tuning into the My Mac podcast.
Thanks for watching this week's episode. A special thanks to all of our amazing guests that came out onto the show. I hope you enjoyed, and tune in next week to see a brand new one.